Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
All right, we're here with the new usual crew, Joby and Jordan.
Just Joby and Jordan.
Shout to Nardi, RIP guy. Office manager Ashley's also in,
running the soundboard.
Yeah, completely producing the show for once. We got a good show. Top five, as usual. We got a discussion, a two-headed discussion. That's going to be good.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we're going to address a tragedy in sports. We're going to have an Area 51 update as well. We're going to kick it off first, as always, with our good and bad Bakers. Joby, why don't you start off?
Give me the short end of the stick. Golly, today's been a day. Can it be the week or just the day?
Today. Go with today.
I'm just going to go with, pretty much today. At kids camp, football kids camp, we did a little thing with the varsity football team and had a bunch of kids come in. Good Baker is I got to yell at little kids and get them all fired up, and they were like running into each other, clotheslining each other. It's great to watch. Bad Baker, a five-year-old tried to fight me every time he saw me and tried to bite me. So
that was pretty powerful.
Never having kids. So
yeah,
after that experience, probably okay. Not.
I agree. I don't love kids. Kids aren't my favorite.
I like kids just when they're not trying to bite me.
Yeah. Okay.
Biting kids are awful.
So my good Baker, I texted my boss and I told him, hey, we got a team thing we have to go to or whatever. He texted me back super pissed. We need to talk tomorrow. So I texted him back, am I in trouble or something? And then at that point in the night, my phone stopped working. I quit receiving messages. Like, I don't know what was going on. My phone wasn't working. I had no clue. So
this your good Baker?
No, bad Baker.
Oh, okay.
Bad Baker. Sorry. Did I say it was my good Baker?
I think. This is your good
Baker. Okay, this is my bad Baker. And so I got done with football workouts where I thought we had like a team thing to do that was going to last longer.
Yeah.
So I get Ashley's phone and I call my boss off of her phone and I said, hey, what's up? You said you needed to talk today. He was like, oh no, I'll just talk to you when you get here. And I was like, crap, man, I'm toast. Oh. So nervous, driving to work. I get there. He's like in my office waiting on me. And I was like, oh geez. And then he just said, everything good, man? Like, you good? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, all right. So my good Baker is that after all that trouble, I wasn't actually in trouble.
So he said, hey man, we need to talk.
And I think it was an intimidation thing. Like, he was letting me know that he was like, hey,
I'm the man.
I'm watching you. Like,
what was wrong with your phone?
Dude, I don't know. I wasn't receiving messages. The only thing I could do was take inbound calls. It was really weird.
Dude, phone trouble, like when your phone just like, when your iMessage or your phone won't get service or something,
yeah,
and it's just being stupid, that's the absolute worst. Like that's probably the most frustrating thing I go through on some of my days.
I think my data was cut off or something, because when I was on Wi-Fi, I could send and receive like blue messages, and I could take calls, but I couldn't send calls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's super frustrating.
Weird. Something happened.
My phone, I had to get a new phone. Like, well, it's an old phone, but it's new to me.
Yeah.
A little while ago, and my phone just shut off one day, and it wouldn't turn back on. And I got it turned back on, charged it up, and it came up with the little, not the Apple, but the iTunes thing.
Yeah.
It says connect to iTunes. Connect it to iTunes, take it to the thing. Says I have to redo my whole phone. So I'm sitting there for 3 hours with it just loading. And then eventually it says, basically, your phone sucks and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's a classic
and
iPhone move right there. That's
they rig them.
Yeah, that's a big iPhone move to do that.
They want you to buy new ones.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that's our good Baker, bad Baker. We're going to address the tragedy, the sad situation in sports. There was a fight.
Boxing match.
A boxing match, yeah. It was the end of last week, and it was a brutal fight between a man named Maxim and another man that I'm not sure. I just saw the headline that a fighter died.
Maxim Dadashev.
Yeah, Maxim Dadashev. he started off the fight good, from what I understand, and then he started off the fight good, but he was taking a lot of shots to the head. But both of them were taking a ton of shots to the head, and they made it to the 11th round before Maxim's like trainer called it. He was like, he can't fight anymore, but he was asking him to get sorry, office manager Ashley's bothering me. He made it all the way 11th round. He finally called it, even though like Maxim was trying to keep the fight going, because no fighter wants to.
No, I mean, this, yeah.
Yeah,
so, I could never be a fighter, because like, no, the first time we get hit in the face, I'm done.
I'm out, yeah.
Get me out of here.
So he like couldn't walk after the fight. Like they had to help like carry him to the locker room after. Took him to the hospital. He was in the hospital all weekend, and he died from complications and brain surgery.
Gosh.
So tragic thing. Terrible, terrible when you see something like that.
Good and sport.
It's a good sport, but it's like,
just sad.
Yeah.
CTE, I mean, you... I think they're going to, like, in a few years in football, CTE is going to be less of a thing. Also, a moment of silence for Maxim real quick.
All right, good moment.
CTE is going to be less of a thing in football because they're actually addressing concussions when they're happening.
Yeah.
And people aren't just, like, playing through concussions and getting worse ones and
yeah, dying, but with on boxing, the and there's going to be the whole big discussion, like, if they should cancel boxing forever because of this. But, no, like... they know what they're getting into. It's a sport where, like, you can die. Like, you could easily die from the sport. So they know what they're signing up for. But you hate to see it still. Like, it's never a good thing when someone dies in any activity.
I mean, you can't really do much about it.
Yeah.
Unless you just don't want to box. But then, like, it's your choice. Like, let people do what they want.
Yeah.
Let them play. Let them play.
I'm sure there's ways they probably could have stopped the fight sooner, but... I don't know. It was a pretty like back and forth. They could have stopped it with no decision. There was no winner if they stopped it earlier than they did.
Really?
Like, there was no. It was such a close fight. Like, they were both killing each other. They were both beating the piss out of
literally
each other. Yeah.
God.
So, anyways, let's move on to our first discussion topic for the day.
Oh.
We're gonna go with a question. If you could be a number, what number would you be?
Are you going first?
No, you go first because I posed the question.
Okay, I'm going to say 25.
25? Why is that?
Because 25 is a great number. You know, at 25, people can literally do almost anything. They can purchase alcohol. They can buy a house. They
rent a car.
Rent a car.
That's a big one.
I mean, 25, it's like a quarter of a century.
Book hotels.
Book hotels. You can do everything at 25. Now, you're being the number, you're not being the age, but still, the connotations there. I mean, let's think of all the great sports guys who wore 25.
Oh,
can't
shoot.
Think of any right now, but...
what's his name? There was one in Alabama, Rolando McClain.
Rolando
great McClain. Guy. There's got to be some baseball guys who wore 25.
I'm about to pull it up here. I had them all listed, but...
Wasn't Reggie Bush 25 in college?
Reggie Bush was number 5.
Number 5? I feel like he was 25 at some point in his career.
He might have been in the NFL.
Probably.
25. What is that noise?
Sorry, we're having some weird studio stuff today. A lot of stuff going on. So, famous number 25s. Dude, I can't think of any. Look up the most famous number 25.
I'm getting
If there. I was going to be a number, I would go with 68.
Okay.
I don't really, it just came to my mind, like, that'd be a good one to be.
Why?
Like, I don't know what's wrong with 68.
There's nothing, you literally can't think of anything wrong with 68. Number 25, the best person, oh, dude, how did we miss this? Barry Bonds.
Barry, oh my 25. Goodness. That's a good man. Barry was Bonds. His dad number 25 as well?
I don't know. Speaking of Barry Bonds, we have a guy coming on the show that struck out Barry Bonds a few times. Is
Hold on. Make it a surprise, though. Just give
I'm not going to tell him who
give
it
an
is
intro,
yet.
Yeah.
He struck out Barry Bonds multiple times. Had the last pitch at historic Tiger Stadium and is on the Hall of Fame ballot. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet, but he's on the ballot. So he'll be on the podcast in about a month. Not going to tell you who it is. If you do your research, you'll know. Great guy, family friend. Excited about that one.
We've also got an interview with office managers of maybe famous, maybe not famous, female famous, maybe not famous.
Or what are we talking about here?
The interview that Ashley and Rose are going to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're also not going to tell you about that friend, one. Yeah.
Cheerleader that won the national championship this year. Last year. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Shout to her. Okay. 68.
I don't know when that's happening, but.
85. Ocho Cinco. That's
Ocho
a good
Cinco.
One. Six.
You just going off all your favorite numbers now?
Yes. 16. Okay. Shout out to me. I've always been number 16. 23. Lots of good guys wear 23.
That's true.
I
just have two favorite numbers.
99. That's a good age.
99. Wayne Gretzky.
29.
21?
No. 29?
I don't know.
New Girl, Schmidt.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, 29 is a good one.
Smith's a good guy, but...
If I was going to be a number... Ashley, give us a number. Rapid fire, go.
Just a number.
14.
Oh, wow.
14. Yeah. Shout to Zach Thomas.
He's 12.
He was 14 in high school.
He was 14. 12 now.
Yeah.
That was a lot of nervousness out of the number there.
Yeah.
Ah, 14.
Super nervous.
I just got two.
I got a lot.
I just got two.
13. The stripes on the American flag.
True.
50, the stars on the American flag.
True.
16, again, the year that we graduated high school.
True.
Okay.
You don't want to hear my numbers?
Come on.
Just 1 and 18.
1 and 18?
Yep.
I thought you already said two numbers.
No, just I hadn't. I've been
okay,
saying
so
the whole
when
time.
You said you had two, you meant that you had two more.
Yeah. Well, 25 is like the number I would be figuratively.
Okay.
But
if you could be an actual
18
number.
Are my favorite numbers.
Okay, shout out to Bree. I would be 1,234. Every day, he sends me a snap of like 12:34, the time on the clock, because he sees it every day.
Is that real?
He does. He shows it to me every single time we're together. Whether it be noon 34 or midnight 34, he always shows it to me or sends it to me in a snap.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He's a really good guy. He's really
good
dedicated.
Good guy, Bree.
Yeah. Okay. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take an ad break. Do we want to make it a two-thirds alliteration?
Yeah, let me see.
Come up with something.
Two-thirds alliteration for the day. Not amazing, not awesome, but a atrocious ad break.
Okay. Can I pitch one in as well?
Yeah, because I don't think they want to
apocalyptic ad break.
Oh, that's even better. See, I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're going to get to our second discussion question in just a second. But first, I'm going to call to action each and every one of our listeners right here. Call to action coming in. DM us on Instagram at student_section_ or Twitter @SSSports_ or go to studentsectionsports3/alliteration.com. Okay,
nice.
Sorry. Yeah,
oh,
so
nice.
That might confuse you. Studentsectionsports.com, parentheses. That is a 3/3 alliteration, close parentheses. There's a contact form on there. You just email us in the subject bar, put Spikeball Tournament, and then we will find you via email and get you signed up for the tournament.
Once again, we had a lot of guys on the Instagram say, oh, we could have won that easy.
Yeah.
You can't win from the couch.
Put your Instagram comments where your spike ball skills are at.
Exactly. Come play.
I did that the reverse, but they get the message. So, it's August 11th, 12:45 p.m. First three games will start at 12:47 p.m., so you want to be there on time for registration. If I were you, I might get there 15 minutes early.
Give a little warm-up.
Yeah, maybe some...
The Nets will be out.
Maybe some pre-game festivities, some pre-tournament festivities.
We're going to have... This one's going to be so much better than the first one. We're going to have an actual speaker with music. We're going to have mics commentating the games.
Yep.
We're going to have a center court.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Might have some snacks out there. Might have some drinks for purchase. Might have a tent. Might have a table with all our info on it. It's going to be a good day.
No, we're going to come prepared. I know those who participated, it was a rushed, like, not so the planning wasn't rushed, but the actual operation was rushed because we didn't come fully prepared. We still killed it via the words of our participants. But we promise a much more organized and previously planned event for the second tournament, because there's going to be a lot bigger turnout. We've already got a few teams pre-registered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before pre-registered.
So you want to be a part of that. Same as last tournament, $30 entry fee, $150 prize, $30 to the runners-up, $20 to the MVP. Champions both get a trophy.
Yep.
Same rules, standard spike ball rules. We'll have 3 to 4 nets going at once to get through the tournament. You definitely don't want to miss this. Also, another shout-out before we get into our discussion. Shout-out to the 20th episode of our podcast. We've come a long way.
It's big time.
Our audio sounds good.
We got new mics.
Yeah, no more voicemail recorder.
Hey, take us through the changes from episode 1 to now.
So episode 1 and 2, non-published episodes due to low quality. iPhone XS voice memo recording. We didn't even bother publishing those. We may at a later date as a tribute to where it all started.
Maybe we could I think we need to keep the original quality. I was going to say we could remaster it maybe.
No remaster. They need original to hear quality. What we were kind of, it was yeah. In the basement. We actually recorded it, the most cliche podcast thing. We started in a basement. We really did.
Yeah, things that start in a basement usually get a little
Then we took iffy. We took a little hiatus for a while. We didn't post episodes for maybe a month or two. And then we came back a couple episodes on still voice memos on the iPhone, but a little better quality, a quieter room. Then we transferred to an actual microphone.
One microphone.
For
I wasn't here yet.
The whole panel. It sounded like a voicemail.
Yeah. Per Brigalion.
Yeah, per Brigalion, and we've took that one and run with it. Sounded like we were recording a voicemail and sending it to you. We realized we got to get something better than this. Then we upgraded to some standard handheld mics, a good soundboard mixer, and a better computer with a better program to edit our audio. And now we're bringing you some decently above average quality on these podcasts.
Decently above average.
Which you really don't want anything more than decently above average.
Nah. No. Not unless you're like professional.
Yeah.
But we're pretty professional.
We're the top rated sports podcast.
In this living room.
No, it's with an asterisk though, because it's by our rating system.
Okay.
So
we just won.
Yeah, we're rated the highest here.
Dude, I'm excited about a few months once we get the website. You gotta check out the website.
You've gotta go to the website.
We all have a headshot in there, which pretty much accurately describe our podcast personality.
Yeah.
I got a tie on with a s'more in my hand.
Yeah, I'm wearing a captain hat with my hands in my pockets.
Hilarious.
Jared Orlando Dunham's wearing the classic vintage Nike hoodie.
What's up with Bree taking shots at me one day?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, all right, Bree.
Oh, okay. He was coming for you. But yeah, check out the website. The website's awesome. It's better than our social media pages. It's got links to the podcast. You can listen to it just with a click of a button. Way easier than finding it on Apple Podcasts or anything like that. It's got our blog posts, it's got our events, featured content, all the blogs, it's got profile pages for all of us, it's got Romper Takeover
2K19
photo album, it's got a ton of stuff, it's even got a little Office Manager Ashley and Office Manager Rose on it, so
nice.
You're definitely going to want to check that website out, let us know what you think, either on the contact form on the website or via social media DM, we don't care, we just like to talk to you.
Yep.
All right.
That's all we're after.
Yep. So we're going to get into our second discussion question now. Joby, why don't you read the discussion question?
The discussion question. Hold on 1 second.
It's easy. We talked about it.
I know. I had a clearly old throat.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What shape?
Hold on. Give credit before you do it. Like, give credit to the original question asker.
Who's the original question asker?
I told you right before the show. Okay, so this is a question.
Dude, I'm sorry.
This is a question from the Twitter of Jacoby Brissett, one of the greatest tweeters of all time.
I'm a little off on my game today. I missed a podcast. I'm off on my game. Jacoby Brissett, he tweeted this question. Is the sky What shape?
Oh my goodness.
It is bad. I can't get through this question. What shape is the sky?
Okay. So, from my point of view here, I look up at the sky.
Okay.
And it's like I can't physically look at it because I'm inside of an establishment. But
that is true.
So, when I read the tweet, I saw the tweet. I thought about the question and I was outside at the time. So, I looked up and I thought that the sky is probably flat.
Okay.
Because, so I get the whole thing where, like, if you're looking right in front of you and you look and you progressively look more up and up and up and up and up until you, like, until you're,
it goes down.
Yeah. So it appears to go down, but it's an optical illusion because the earth is round.
Yes.
The sky is flat.
Is it though?
I think so.
I don't think the sky is flat.
Okay, what shape do you think it is?
Well, here's my thing. The sky isn't a precise term. That's where we're going wrong with this thing.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
That was good.
So, drop the sky and throw in the atmosphere.
Nice.
Okay?
So, you just Jacoby Brissetted Jacoby Brissett.
Oh,
right,
listen,
there.
I'm not done either. The atmosphere is a subject of study in atmospheric sciences, correct?
Yeah. Sure.
Yep. The atmosphere is a spherical shell, and its inner surface is bounded by the Earth. So, from us looking at the sky, we can't tell what shape it is. But if you're on the outside of the shape, not inside the shape, then you can see it's a sphere.
Okay. I like that. That's very technical.
So let's think about it this way, okay? You have a... I'm trying to think. You have a watermelon, a perfectly spherical watermelon.
Yeah.
From the outside, you can dig to the middle of the watermelon.
Yeah.
And let's say there's a little concrete ball that you can't go through.
Yeah.
That's the earth.
Okay, I like that.
The green part, atmosphere. You can punch through it, and once you hit the core, you're not moving. So it's just a sphere rotating. But the sky, I'm going to go ahead and shape it, or say it's a half sphere.
Half sphere. But it goes all the way around. So,
listen to where I'm going here.
Okay, I'm
like
listening.
You were saying, you look this way and you see it dropping off.
Yeah.
You go all the way through head and it goes up and then back down the other side. So I would say the sky is a semicircle or a half sphere.
So
I'm saying there?
So are you saying there's two skies, one on the opposite hemisphere? So the northern hemisphere sky and the southern hemisphere sky. Is that what you're saying?
It depends on who you're asking. Are you asking
Eastern and Western?
Regular Joby or conspiracy Joby? Because it's two different people.
Can I get like a mixture of both?
Okay, regular Joby is going to say, no, it's all the same sky. It just rotates.
Okay.
Conspiracy Joby says the government's doing something and there's no real space. And that the sky is like just something they're projecting up there.
So, okay.
Which is a wild, wild statement.
I like that
one. But it's possible.
I'm going to twist you a little bit there. And I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to say there are four skies. Okay.
Okay.
There's a nighttime sky. Black sky.
Okay.
There's a daytime sky. Nice sunny sky. Or it could be cloudy depending on the weather. But like in its most natural state, it's sunny.
Okay.
And then there's a sunrise sky. In the east.
Nice.
And then there's a sunset sky in the west. So
what about when the sky's like all red?
All red?
Yeah.
That's like a...
It's just like a film?
Kind of. It's like when maybe the sky scraped its knee or...
So like when I put a flashlight to my... If it's the room's dark and I put a flashlight up against my leg and it's red?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing?
Okay. Yeah. So like someone put their... Like someone stretched their elbow skin out and put it over the flashlight.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what I... So I think basically the earth, obviously it rotates and that's how you get your day.
Yep.
I'm going to say that it rotates... Let me think. Clockwise. But...
Everything's rotates
clockwise.
No, it's counterclockwise, everything.
Counterclockwise, then you would get the sunset before you get sunrise. So if you're going...
I'm sorry, it rotates clockwise, but it the way it travels around the sun is counterclockwise.
Okay, yeah. So
I just had to learn
if it's rotating clockwise, then when you're in the north, it's nighttime, north night.
Northern hemisphere, night.
You're going clockwise, you get the sunset in the east... Early east,
Weast.
Yeah, so midday or sunny part of the day, you're in the south, sunny S, south S. And then when the clock is winding down, you're in the west. Or your day is waning, you're in the west.
Mm.
And then you get back to nighttime, north, no light, north, early east, sun, south, waning west.
I think we just figured out science.
Yeah.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah, so.
It's a good day.
Okay, but my other thought, so that's my final conclusion. So my hypothesis, my everything, my conclusion done. But what I originally thought was this, is that the sky doesn't actually exist.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
Yeah, so it's just like the ocean reflecting up into maybe like, and you're just seeing blue up there.
What if it's just a mirror? That can't be.
Well, no, because then some of the sky would be like green.
Or would it?
Yeah, probably because there's trees. And if it was a mirror, it would just reflect what was underneath it.
What if the mirror so far, all it can pick up is the ocean and it's covering the green? Nah, it's not a mirror.
It's far-fetched, yeah.
That's very far. That's really down the road.
That's like a camera from really, really, really far out where it only picks up the really dominant stuff. Because isn't the Earth like 97% water or something? 70% water?
No.
Because all of the world's water, 97%.
It's salt water and 3% is fresh.
3% is fresh.
But there's 70% water, 30% land.
Dude, come on.
Math, let's go. Hold on. That high five was sponsored to you by Romper Takeover 2K19.
Yeah, so used to when we were on the one microphone, we would just high five over the microphone. That was really hard for us to figure out.
We got it. It's going to be a learning curve. But we're pretty happy with this new technology.
We need to get an audio like injector, like a sound of a high five.
Like a soundboard?
Yeah, so we have the sound. We just have to figure out how to make a high five happen on there.
Yeah, that's yeah.
We need a producer big time.
We need a nerdy 16-year-old that's good with
computers. Need a nerdy intern to intern produce with office manager Ashley.
Yep.
That's the move right there. Okay, so we're going to conclude here. What are we concluding about the sky? What shape is it?
We're going to say a semicircle.
A two-thirds sphere.
So let's say you cut a baseball in half. That's the sky.
So, okay. So a two-fourths baseball.
One and a half.
A three-sixth baseball.
We're going to say a 15-30 baseball.
Okay. Four and a half ninths of a baseball.
That's good math.
Okay. So that's the shape of the sky.
By the way, did you watch The Bachelor?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, Luke P.
Such a punk.
He's just like, he cannot accept that he's wrong. Ever.
He's a huge turd. The best was when he refused to leave when he had been dumped and then also re-shut down there. That was awesome.
Dude, my favorite line of the whole thing is he said, don't you ever put your hand on me again. And Tyler C. said, what are you going to do? I was like, oh, shoot.
That's
and
an all-time move just, by Tyler
man
C.
Man just swallowed hard. Like, he knows he's about to get whipped by that man, Tyler C. He played college football.
Four picks in four drives. That's easy.
Hey, but Luke P. played high school football, so watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out. That guy, he can do something.
Yeah. The 5'8 warrior, Luke P. Guy's a freaking stud.
He's interesting.
Yeah. So I hate it. I got disappointed. We're sidetracking here, but I got disappointed because it was just like Mintel all, and
they were all nice.
Yeah, they were nice. I didn't get to see like a rose. No one got sent home. I was kind of upset about that.
Yeah, I mean Luke P. kind of got sent home again.
Yeah, but I wanted one of them boys to go home. That's what I wanted.
Who do you think's going home?
I can't answer truthfully because I already know.
I don't know. I thought I knew.
Oh, you thought you knew? Well, then we thought the same thing. So I'm going to say that...
I think Peter goes home.
Dude.
But it might be Tyler because she... No, but I don't think it's Tyler.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Pete.
It's got to be Peter. Dude, she's a terrible decision maker.
Yeah, that's the thing is...
Jed's easily, like, out of those three, kick Jed to the curb.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
His
so I
mom
know.
Didn't like her.
Yeah.
His sister definitely didn't like her.
Yeah. Well, she's really stupid, so I know she's going to keep Jed for at least one more episode.
She wants what she can't have.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we'll get off the Bachelorette.
Okay, sorry,
we'll come back
our,
to that.
That's our Bachelorette
talk
segment.
Talk of the week.
A little Bachelorette talk.
What do we have a top five of? Back in the day when I said the Bachelorette. Guilty
pleasure. Guilty pleasures, guilty yeah.
Pleasures.
A little guilty pleasure segment there. Okay, so our top five, speaking of, top five of the day. We're going to do this in honor of our great, lovely office managers. We're going to do the top five things that girls do that are good, not bad, mm-hmm. but things that we like.
You started off.
Yeah, so we're going top of the head, not pre-planned.
Didn't pre-plan it at all.
Didn't pre-plan it because we feel confident that we can do this off the top of our heads.
I'm not feeling confident right now, but I can.
No snake draft, standard draft, Jordan Joby, Jordan Joby, Jordan Joby, Jordan Joby,
yep.
Jordan Joby. I think that was five. So no specific order. I'm just going to say five things. It's a top five, but it's not an ordered top five. I think that's how we're going to start doing them. So
for this especially, just top five.
Yeah. So number five, I'm going to say when, say, like your girlfriend is on the way to hang out with you or like go to a movie or something, and she calls you and is like, yo, do you want some food? Like, I'm picking up some food. Do you want some? Free meal. Great day. Great girl. Love that.
That's not a bad day.
Yeah.
My number five, which I always tell Rose I hate PDA, which I do. But, like, let's say we're walking. Was that not? My bad. Let's say we're walking, like, down the street, and, like, she just jumps on my back.
Yeah.
Going for the piggyback ride.
Yeah.
Love that. But I hate PDA. But dude, that's fine. The piggyback's great.
I don't like
she
the piggyback.
She didn't do it much, but like when she does, I'm like pretty all right.
I'm not
piggyback
a fan.
Time.
Like, I would be uncomfy. I wouldn't like it.
I got like a broad back though, so I don't know if that makes it any more comfy.
Maybe.
No shots at you at all there. I'm sorry.
No,
it sounded here. Like it.
I've got a small back. I've got a small like body. I'm just not a big guy.
I wish I had a smaller body.
Yeah.
All right, but we're
okay.
Not gonna get on this.
Number four. I'm going to say a good head scratch.
Oh, dude. Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Really? But
yeah.
We can show. Okay, scratch it. You can have it as number one. I like a good, like, a nice encouragement. You know?
Yeah.
Like, girls, like, I can't encourage people, really. I'm just not good at that. But, like,
yeah.
A girl, give me a nice encouragement, I can get down with that.
That's a good one.
Like a nice, oh, that was good of you. Oh, I'm proud of you. Oh, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm not good at that either. I try to be. I try to be more loving, but I'm not. Number four. I would say whenever I get something, like whenever I'm just going to say a girl, but obviously I'm talking about a single person here.
Yeah.
When they are super, like, overly ecstatic about small things. Like, let's say I get, like, flowers, and she's like, oh, my God, you didn't have to give me flowers, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's like,
yeah.
Makes you feel good. Makes you feel like you did a good job.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Number three. Let me think. Number three. Oh, gosh.
Bad showing.
Yeah. Gosh,
it's
hard.
Tough.
It's
just hard.
There's so many options.
I know. It's just hard on the spot. Like, that's the hard part. Because, like, you know, like, you're thinking about, but, like, when you're on the spot with a microphone in your hand, it gets real. It's like, it's tough to think of anything. Your mind goes blank.
Okay, I'll go one that Ashley does a lot. She's good at this one. I'll extend my hand for a formal shake, and she shakes it back. She just gives me a formal handshake. Top five. Easy.
That's,
love that.
I feel like that's not like a...
That's like a specific
yeah,
to
that's
me.
Very specific. But
yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's my top five.
I'm trying to think. Oh, gosh. When Rose just randomly makes, like, cookies. Like, that's the best.
Yeah,
like,
cookies are
fun,
nice.
Fun fact and a story here. First time I ever, like, Okay, not the first time. Like, first time I hung out at Rose's house, like, we were watching a movie. She's like, you want some cookies? I'm like, yeah, I want some cookies. Like, everybody wants cookies. She comes out with a plate. It's got 9 cookies. I'm like, I could probably eat 4 or 5 of those. Reveals that there's 2 plates of 9 cookies and hands me, like, these are yours. Then she proceeds to hammer about 10 of them because I couldn't finish them all. Like how? Just
That's takes nuts. Them
down. Yeah, she loves cookies. There's a problem there.
Okay, speaking of 9, last night when we were watching The Bachelorette, Ashley and I were over at my Nana's, as a typical Monday night Bachelorette session would go, and she made bagel bites. She made 40 bagel bites. I smashed it.
Bagel bites.
I smashed at least 18 bagel bites. At Dude, least.
What did that have to do with 9?
Because my first plate was of 9.
Oh, 9 times 2? And then I had
another plate of 9.
9 times 2, 18. Quick math.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge math guy.
I think you're on number 2 there, Captain.
I'm already on number 2?
Yep.
Jeez. Okay. When girls love America, patriotism.
Patriotism.
I like that.
Oh, dude, I missed my whole thing. When girls, like, engage in, like, sports that you enjoy, but they know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Like, they're not just yelling, get them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The get them girls.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts. Like, Rose, connoisseur of hockey, she knows the rules better than people have been watching hockey.
Okay, that's a good one. Life. That's a good one. Do you want to tell the story of the girl from the national championship at your friend's house? Oh, it's awesome, man. I'll tell it because Ashley doesn't want to. She could tell it better than me though.
I'm sorry.
This girl, like, she's a big get 'em girl. Like, doesn't know what she's talking about. And this was during the Alabama-Georgia national championship game.
Yeah.
When they brought Tua in, and I was really nervous about it because, like, you know, huge game. Guy's never taken, like, a legit snap.
I was watching that game. I knew, like, at some point, like, they're going to put this kid in, he's going to win. Yeah. He's stud.
But, like, to me, I was still, like, a loyal Jalen guy, but, like, I was becoming a loyal Tua guy as well. But, like, you know, nothing but respect for my quarterback.
Yeah.
You know? And so, shout out to Ashley's phrase. She didn't come up with that, but she thinks she did. During, like, the overtime, she's like, oh my gosh. And, like, she was saying, like derogatory terms toward Tua during the second half when he'd make a bad play, you know? Just really not on his side. Just like, they're stupid. They should have kept Jalen in. After he makes that throw, and this girl, I'll give you a background story. She doesn't look like she would be Southern at all. Does not normally talk with a Southern accent. So this next statement was just
outlandish.
It blew mine and Ashley's minds. After it was over, she stands up, calls the attention of the living room amongst the shouting and celebration, and says, "He just proved himself, y'all." And, like,
oh, that's bad.
Like, thank you. Clearly, he just proved that she was a huge get 'em girl, a huge, like.
See, what I would have said, like, did he prove himself, or did he though?
Yeah. We'll like, see. How? I was.
Please explain to me.
How I was in celebration
because he threw one touchdown pass. Like,
yeah, I was in celebration, and me and Ashley both just looked at each other like wide eyed, like, what? Like, that girl's dumb. Oh. Like, it was incredible.
I can't stand that. I would have said something probably. I'm glad I was not there because I would have been heated.
So if it was at my house, I would have said something. But it was at Ashley's friend's house, and I usually keep to myself there because you don't know the people. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, just have a good time. Try to not make them
mad. Okay, my number one. Gosh. I've got to come with heat here. This has to be a really good one. Even though it's not ordered, like, the connotation of number one, you know? Number one. So this is kind of piggybacks off of, like, my number 5, I think it was, like, the getting food.
It's fine.
But, like, it's not a good one. I'm just going to go with a classic. There's no way you don't like this. Is, like, when, like, your girlfriend does your laundry for you. Or, like, cleans does something that you should be doing, like a selfless act that gains them, like they clean your room up like while you're gone, or like,
yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, like you,
it's just a nice act.
Yeah, you leave your clothes like on the kitchen floor for some reason. She just like picks them up and like does a load of laundry.
See, I'm like a relatively clean person, like my stuff. But something about my clothes, just they make it to the floor every time, whether they're clean or dirty. They don't make it to a cabinet, and I need to work on that one.
Yeah, well, so I have so many clothes that I don't have to do laundry, but like maybe every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and so my laundry hamper is not big enough to sustain the level of dirty clothes that I can produce.
I lost mine somehow. Yes. I don't know how you lose a laundry hamper, but I did it.
That's a power move. So basically, my clothes make it to the laundry hamper, but the laundry hamper can't contain them. So eventually, when the pile gets so high above it, they just start to fall onto the floor. So mine also always find it to the floor.
That's funny. Yeah, when I had a hamper, it did that. But I guess it's my number one.
Yeah, you're number one.
I mean, any type of like scratch, like a back scratch, a head scratch, an arm scratch, like this part of your arm, like the inside of your arm. Oh, dude, that's like, oh.
Yeah, love a good scratch.
It relaxes me, and I like, just fall asleep so easy.
Yeah,
that's the best. Like I don't care what anybody says. That's the best.
Yeah, that little scratch. Okay, I can appreciate that. All right, so that's it for the top five. Any honorable mentions?
I mean, no. Hmm. I mean, no. I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe Bee's athletic, like the girl Bee's athletic.
Just like not getting mad.
Okay, yeah, but
I'm
that's
just kidding, that was...
Yeah, good luck finding one.
I feel like, I don't know. Guys are probably really difficult to deal with.
Likes to not do anything for long periods of time.
That's a good thing?
Yeah, like sit down and just watch like 17 movies in a row. Like not all the time, but every now and then she's like, yo, you want to sit in the house for 5 days straight and not do anything? Yes.
Rose can't. Like she...
Ashley can't.
She has to.
Yeah, Ashley can't. But like
Rose has to do something. I don't know. It's sometimes like, hey, let's just chill. And she's like, nah, I got to study.
See, me and Ashley have been dating for like 2.5 years, only had like maybe 5 total like super lazy days where you absolutely do nothing.
When did y'all start dating?
Oh gosh, second semester of freshman year of college, 2017. Early 2017.
Me and Rose started dating 3 years in October, so 2016 we started dating.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Yeah, October 2016. Yeah.
All right, cool. So, little transition, Area 51 update.
Okay, so they're still, like, planning this stuff. Here's the problem. Nobody's showing up to this thing because, like, I'm listed as possibly going. But, like, you know how many
people...
Wait,
you actually, like, clicked on
that? Yeah, on the Facebook group. I did that.
Dude, that's dumb. Now the government sees you.
I don't care. The government saw me before, like...
Yeah, but now you're, like, a target.
No, I'm not a target.
You're loosely associated.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. I'll be a part of history.
All
right. I'll be on the right side of history when we take over the government from our... I can't say that stuff because now they're listening.
Is there a probably not going, but I'm considering it option?
Interested.
Interested, okay.
I'm interested.
I might hit
that
up.
That's what I meant. So, I think none of these people are going to show up, and it's just going to be like a meme thing forever. It is. Yeah. The memes are great, but like, if 100 people show up, I'd be surprised. Because Las Vegas, not anywhere near where most of these people live.
Yeah.
If you don't live in Las Vegas, it's a trip to get to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
A plane.
Yeah. Okay, I agree.
September we'll have all the updates. Hey, the Royals just beat the Braves, by the way.
That's ridiculous.
Good day, baby.
That's a bad day.
Forever Royal.
Okay, so you think we're going, right, to Area 51?
I think we're going to send Jared Wilkes.
Jared Wilkes. we'll send Nardi. Honestly, Nardi's probably already in Area 51.
We'll let them both go.
That's probably the best explanation as to where Nardi is Area 51. Area 51.
Yeah, I mean, he's somewhere.
He thought that it was July 20th, not September 20th, and he went ahead and they... took him.
Dude, Nardi, I don't know if Nardi's alive. I wonder if he's listening to the podcast.
I think he's listening to him and just laughing at us.
Yeah, probably. He's like, these guys. I'm in Area 51.
Dude, okay, if you're in Area 51, I wonder if they have, like, higher technology where, like, if you just think, like, I want to listen to student section, then it just pops in your head. Like, you can just hear it.
I bet they got good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Probably Wi-Fi that's out of this world.
So, okay. Nice. Sorry. That was nice. Sorry.
I'm on the dad. All
right. Right now. All right. We're going to vote. So, it's a double-headed vote. Do aliens have better Wi-Fi than us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, are there aliens in Area 51?
No.
No?
They're in... Let me come back to this next week for sure, but they're in, like, an Air Force base in Pennsylvania, is what I think.
Is there an Air Force base in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I can't remember. That's what, next week, Thursday, I'm going to come in with the heat on this one. Okay. Full story.
Next week Thursday or like upcoming Thursday?
Like this week.
Okay.
It's all right. Next episode.
Okay.
I'm gonna come in fully with the heat.
All right. So that's our Area 51 update. Short episode for the 20th episode. Celebratory deal.
Let's go.
Good show. Great conversations. No sports headlines that don't matter.
Nope, I don't think
except
so.
Except for the Royals beating the Braves. No one cares about that.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Okay, Joby cares about that.
Thank you.
Sign up for the Spikeball Tournament. Check out the website. Subscribe and rate to our podcast. Follow us. DM us on social medias. Joby, final statements for the people.
Tomorrow you're going to wake up and you're going to have the opportunity to be a good human or a terrible human. Be a good human tomorrow.
All right, let your inner voice advise you. See you next time.